Today is May 22nd, 2023, and this is the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Suicide plan is told by letter. No trace had been found this evening of C.R. Crocker, 59 years of age, who disappeared from his home in South Aberdeen last week following a paralytic stroke that rendered his right arm useless. Police believe the man committed suicide by jumping into the river. When Crocker failed to put in an appearance at a mill in South Aberdeen where he was employed, the authorities were notified and a note was found in his house that read, "I am tired of it all and I am going to take a high dive." The message was scrawled on a letter paper and was hardly readable. Crocker evidently wrote it with his left hand. Crocker was one of the best known shingle weavers on the harbor. His boyhood was passed in Wausau, Wisconsin, and Sandy Bogan of Hoquiam was one of his playmates. He had been on the harbor about 8 years, and prior to that was in Sound Cities for 15 years, and had been on the coast for 25 years. He has a sister, Mrs. Vina Busker, living in Southern California, and a brother, Otis, in Wausau. In other news, crossing signals will be installed. Alarm signals at the railway crossings on highways at Satsop and Grace Harbor City were ordered placed by the Grace Harbor County Commissioners at their meeting here today. They will be installed as soon as possible. A petition was presented asking that the highway between Copalis and Copalis Beach be widened to accommodate increasing traffic. This was held over for later consideration. J.W. Carmilla of Montesano was appointed janitor of the courthouse. In other news, encounter gas in new well at 160-foot depth. Gas in considerable quantities and in steady flow has been encountered in the new well being drilled by the Grace Harbor Petroleum Company about 2 miles west of Hump Tulip City, near the Stevens Creek Fish Hatchery. This announcement was made yesterday by A.F. Hale, superintendent of the company. Drilling has been underway at the well for several days, one tower working 10 hours drilling at present. The well was known to have reached a depth of about 170 feet. The gas flow was encountered soon after the drill passed through the blue clays and entered a strata of hard sandstone. The well has been going down through this for several feet. The gas pressure was heavy enough to force the mud and water used in the rotary drilling process up out of the well. There has been some showings of oil, but not so far of any consequence. And finally, argument ends with pistol shot. Otis Brown, a fireman at the Hoquiam Sash and Door Company, was shot in the left arm after a fight with Jack Williams, his roommate at the Home Hotel, 2423 Pacific Avenue, about 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Police were unable to find Mr. Williams, who is thought to have left town. Brown gave no explanation of the quarrel except to say that Williams accused him of talking about him and that he fired the gun after the argument had grown serious. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on May 22, 1923. After 3 months of further restoration inside our 1924 mansion, the Polson Museum is pleased to announce we are again open Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4. We're also excited to announce the long-awaited return of our popular Red Car Raffle, with this year's grand prize a 2023 Hot Pepper Red Big Bend Edition Ford Bronco Sport. We've shaken things up with this year's raffle and are now limiting total ticket sales to just 1,000 and have an additional $4,000 cash prizes to give away. Stop in at the museum or visit PolsonMuseum.org for more details. We look forward to welcoming you back to the Polson. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.